So we've been back for a week from South By. Have you recovered yet, Bob?
You know, the hardest thing that happened to me was that I actually slept. And when I woke up from having finally slept more than 3.5-4 hours, I felt exhausted. I was like, what? I was swimming through molasses all of Monday having come home.
Yeah.
It was just too much. Too much sleep. That's what it was too much
of. Well, objects in motion tend to stay in motion, and objects at rest tend to stay at rest. I've been telling everybody, you know, Double B, Bobby Boylan, he gets the earliest flight into Austin that gets him there bright and early on Tuesday morning, and he gets the latest flight back home on Sunday night, and you just go, go, go. 4 hours of sleep a night. You're going for 20 hours a day.
It's awesome. It's the greatest summer camp on the planet.
Yeah, but I would think, for me, I physically get exhausted, no matter how mentally I may still want to go. But yeah. I think I texted you for our last podcast on Saturday night. I think I said, my feet and my back are starting to go on me.
And you're a runner. I'm not.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I should never exercise.
It works for me. You know, I do a little.
So how many shows do you think you saw?
I wound up counting, and I saw 80. Which I thought I saw, you know, less than last year's. Last year, I think, was 60-ish. But I wound up seeing more.
I probably saw 15 a day, so over 5 days. Yeah,
so about the same.
Close to that. We can actually, I have one of my picks is one of our discoveries from South by Southwest. We could kick it off with that if you want.
Well, how about if we play one of the best loud, fast bands I saw at South by Southwest? They're called Savages.
Oh, yeah.
Really dynamic, four women who play their instruments insanely well, but very bare bones. So let's give a listen to Savages. When we got back from South by Southwest, a new album was just announced. It's called Silence Yourself. It comes out May 7th, and a new single just came out. It's called She Will, so we'll play that. Savages. and even better live. So, you know,
I can't think of the last time I've had the headphones, my headphones here turned up as loud as I had them up during that song.
It's really great.
Wow, savages, wow. Well, I have another South by Southwest discovery. This one came from Steven. He turned us on to a group called Boy. It's two women from Germany, Valeska Steiner and Sonia Glass. And try searching for Boy, by the way. And if you put in parentheses band, you know, like you're looking for it, then you get a list of all these boy bands. But, you know, there's nothing, and I think Steven maybe even mentioned this on one of our late night dispatches, that there's nothing, you know, particularly experimental or super challenging about the music that these two women make, but it's just so addictive. And the deeper I got into this record of theirs that's called Mutual Friends, the more I loved it. So I want to play a cut from that record from Boy. The song is called Little Numbers. The band, the song is Little Numbers from Mutual Friends. Just very uplifting pop, you know. And in fact, the band has even said that they think there's enough heartache in the world, and that they just want to make songs that are positive and hopeful. And that so reminds me of Feist, by the way, especially the piano part in there.
And that beat even.
Yeah, totally.
I listened to this record, and I think my sentiment is sort of with what you said, which is not there's nothing deep kind of going on, you know, sort of the hint of what you're saying.
Just,
you know,
there's not nothing,
no, there's no ground, there's no groundbreaking challenging, yeah, yeah. And they're saying the same. And so I was thinking, you ever go house shopping and you go in a house and it's just perfectly nice and the walls are sort of beige and but all the rooms are, you know, they're fine size. You can definitely live there. Mm. But then imagine like you lean against the wall and it opens up into this like mysterious space and like there's like this some
there's a hidden door behind the bookcase,
right.
And you pull a candlestick.
And that's what I want to happen in every song that I fall. I mean, that's what makes me fall in love with the song.
Right.
When it takes that turn, I'm fine and comfortable, like you say, boy, you liked it. But that's what I really want.
Yeah.
And so when I listen to the Boy record, none of that happens. I got about 7 songs in, and then I just stopped.
I should say, just in the defense, because I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I would say there's nothing wrong with putting your feet up and having a nice drink in a very comfortable room and enjoying the space. But I hear you. I know what you're saying.
And I didn't mean this to be a recap show for South by Southwest. In fact, I wrote my recap of the 15 great moments I had at South by Southwest on our blog.
Yep.
So we wouldn't do a South by Southwest recap show because we've done so much. That said, I'm living with this music, and the very first thing I came home to, what am I going to put on after hearing 80 bands and doing 5 days of music? And obviously, I'm not going to sit in a quiet room.
I don't want to hijack where you're going with this, but I actually have, there's one record that I have listened to. It's the first thing I've listened to after every single South By, including this year.
Oh, tell me.
Bon Iver's Forever and Forever Ago.
Oh, because it was such a special thing when we did the record.
I think when we did
in
that
2008,
first,
was it?
Yeah, but also there's something about that completely decompresses me after South By every time.
Okay, well, Olafur Arnalds did a show. I remember hearing him trying to quiet the crowds down at Peckerheads, which isn't, but wasn't the best match for this very, very quiet. He says, I'm going to play
a
some
club, by the way.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes.
He says, I'm going to play some very quiet music for you, and I hope you are too, or something like that. And he tried to get the audience to bring the level of chatter down, which happens a lot. And he played the beautiful music. It was him on keyboards, and he had a cello player, and he had a violin player. It was just stunning, perfect music after seeing lots of brash and loud and running like a madman. And it was just a wonderful moment. And I went home with that moment. I held on to that.
Yeah.
The first thing I put on when I came home was this from Olafur Arnalds from an album called For Now I Am Winter. The song we'll play is Old Skin.
Sounds of sea, rose and oath in search for something more to be. Still hard for me. Treading lightly, tightly, shedding its old skin, leaving trails of night for light to bring chagrin. While air grows thin, wailing winds alarm. It half dressed, surrounding what's left inside its chest. We choose your rest. Roaring lungs, this oath becomes the flight past trees. Only the rhythm of love escaped the harmony. It's not enough for me.
So that's about the level I could deal with when I got home.
Yeah.
Things stopped. It was just beauty. What I wanted was absolute beauty. And I thought Oliver Arnold's really did it for me. Old Skin is the name of the song.
Well, that was just lovely. Almost too busy for me for immediately after South By. That's how much I need a little. It's interesting, you know, we see all, I guess, that we both want some sort of decompression break after going hard like that for 5 days and hearing. I heard more metal and hip hop in my life than I ever had before in my life on this.
Did you wear earplugs?
I did wear earplugs. I've got some great ones. And if people, anyone out there who doesn't wear earplugs to loud shows because they think it muffles the sound, you can find earplugs out there that actually just sort of strip out the dangerous frequencies, the ones that...
What'd you get?
They're called earpiece.
Oh, I like those, yeah,
and very comfortable, and you can still enjoy the music.
And you don't look like Spock. You don't have that thing sticking out of your ear. I just bought one of the pair that... I lost my earpiece ones. I got... lost one of them. And so I bought these one called Heroes, H-E-A-R-O-S, and I thought, sound-wise, they were really good, but you do look like Spock with the ear thing. And
Yeah. Go to a music store and ask them for some good, you know, don't just get those foam ones at a drugstore.
They work in a pinch. Don't not do that, but certainly invest.
Yeah. There are so many shows I would have been completely slayed if I had not had earplugs, and for sure. Well, do you remember a band called Giant Drag?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Giant Drag. I'm a huge Giant Drag fan. And Giant Drag, it's Annie Hardy is her name, and she writes music as Giant Drag. And she released this killer record in 2005 called Hearts and Unicorns. Just fell head over heels in love with it. Very gritty, grungy guitar rock record. And I and all of her fans just started waiting and waiting and waiting for a follow-up. In the years past, she was on Interscope. She got dropped by the label, and she ended up having this online campaign to raise money for her new record. And then still more years passed, and I had really given up all hope that she was ever really going to do anything again. And then... when I got off the plane in Austin, I got a text to go to South By. I got a text from Jacob Gantz here at NPR Music telling me, OMG, Giant Drag has just released her follow-up record. And she did it completely without any, press release or fanfare or anything like that. Just quietly went up on her Bandcamp page. The new record is called Waking Up Is Hard to Do.
Neil Sedaka.
Waking Up Is Hard to Do. And I'll just play this cut from it. Giant Drag, the song is called Garbage Heart. Hardy as Giant Drag. She's funny too. She has a great sense of humor, and that song really, 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 really reminds me of another song. And do you want to hear the top of it?
Yeah, the top.
Let's hear just the top again for a second here.
The part that's coming right up.
Yeah. The opening melody.
Yeah. Here it comes.
Still got your trash in my car.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So all right, let's keep it secret.
So take no offense. We'll have to if you know what it is, write us a postcard.
Do I have to write you a postcard?
No, just go on our website, right. Leave a comment in the comments section. But, you know, this whole record, despite all that guitar noise at the end of that song, this record overall is a little lighter than the first one. It's not quite as noisy. And sadly, it's probably going to be the last Giant Drag record too. She announced on her website that after this record, that the band would be a thing of the past, but that she would continue to make music and various other projects on her Full Psycho label, which is the label she released this record on. Giant Drag, the record's Waking Up Is Hard to Do. You can check it out online. She's got it up on her Bandcamp site.
Third band of my little trio here. Also another band that played South by Southwest, though I did not see Vampire Weekend. New record, first one in a little over 3 years.
Wow, yeah.
And really good, interesting record. I liked record one a lot. Mm-hmm. I liked record two somewhat. I liked some songs a lot more than others. Record three, from what I've heard, strongest record next to number one. And, of course, you know, it's hard. You got to live with these things. Let's play a song off the two. They just released two songs, like a double A-sided single recently. The record doesn't come out till May 7th, which is called Modern Vampires of the City. The song's called Diane Young.
Diane Young. I know that name.
I think it's a cosmetic company.
You talk sad like a pile of leaves. I've got to find some better weeds. 4 or 5 meters to run around the bend when the government may just surround you again. If Diane Young won't change your mind, baby, 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 ride on by. Out of control, but you're playing a role. You think you can go to the 18th hole? Where you live like the day of the championship. Baby, baby, right on time.
Owns a little rockabilly. Yeah,
I like that a lot. Yeah. That's very surprising. I was. That's not at all what I was expecting.
It's that. It's that leaning against the wall and that door opens up thing I was talking about before when we talked about Boy, about that house. It's nice and comfy, but there's something else that happens. And Vampire Weekend. Diane Young.
Should I take us out, Bob Boylan?
I want to do another show in my life. We're moving. I want to get to the new building. Yeah, no, don't please just.
Put it down. We've been rocking out here, and we've had a lot of great noise. I think it's time for us to just drift off now into the sunset. The final cut of the show.
Take my shoes off.
Yeah, go ahead. Remove the shirt, the pants.
Wait.
The band is Alluvium, and you know Alluvium. You love.
I love Alluvium.
Well, Alluvium is about to release a double record. It's been a long time since we've had a record from Matthew Cooper. Matthew Cooper writes and records as Alluvium, mostly electronic, ambient, mostly instrumental music. He's from Portland, Oregon, but he's got this new double record coming out. And the cut that I want to play features Mark T. Smith on guitars and noises and all the samples. And he's from the band Explosions in the Sky. And the new record from Alluvium is called Nightmare Ending. I love how that can be read two entirely different ways. Nightmare ending. It's either like, wow, this is just a horrible ending to this, and what a nightmare ending. Or you could be. It could mean that the nightmare is finally ending. Nightmare ending. We'll never know. But the song that I want to play is called In Venom Metal. M-E-T-T-L-E. In Venom Metal, from Alluvium. I love how this song unfolds as much as his stuff does.
Have you started packing yet?
For what? Next year, South by? I'm not that bad of a packer. Yeah. I'm a pretty good packer. Yeah.
No, we're moving, you know.
Oh, yeah, to the new building. That's right.
Just a few weeks?
Everyone, the management here has been prodding us to box up all of our stuff. And honestly, just about everything at my desk is my personal records and stuff. I'll just take home and move over some other time. I think about the only thing that is NPR is maybe a couple pens, a box of paper clips.
Can I use some of your bins then?
Yeah,
because I kind
of
have a few
space.
Things.
You and Tom Heisinger. Tom has a massive amount of stuff, music and books and.
Mine's all in a video. You could see all the stuff that I have in the Tiny Desk videos.
Right.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
three
and
bins.
It's all getting moved over there.
Three bins.
Yeah, you're
crazy.
Not going to get that in three
bins.
They should wrap all of those shelves in some sort of plastic wrap to hold all of the CDs and books and
that's a great idea.
Into place. Yeah, and then just carry them
And me in that wrapping.
Could you just wrap Bob up in the cellophane too? We'd all really appreciate that.
I'm sure you would. All right, Alluvium.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Hilton. Take care.
You too.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.